Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener. Welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm, Podbean, and of course, my growing Blog Talk Radio community. And those who will be joining me in the chat room, I hope you are having a great start to your week and happy new year. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, of course, Happy New Year. I was away for a couple of weeks, which actually worked out because last week I caught whatever cold was seems to be going around here in the United States. And you probably may be able to hear it, still hear it in my voice, but I am excited to be back. It is Get Organized Month. The new year, get organized. And tonight we are kicking this year off with Ronnie Eisenberg, who is a fellow organizer who's been in business 40 years, and she has written 10 organizing books. And, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, and repurpose suggestion. And the question of the week, which I posted on social media, was, what area have you listed in your New Year's list to get organized? And someone shared sewing room. Someone said my life because I'm just feeling overwhelmed. Someone had paperwork, and someone said they were really going to look at their will and their trust and their life insurance policy just to make sure that everything was up to date. So thank you so much for sharing, and be on the lookout for next week's question of the week. Well, of course, we are starting with a new year. And, you know, with that, people make a lot of what they call New Year's resolutions. And some of the top ones are, and these are the top 10 that I found when I did my little Google search. It was number one was get fit. Number two was get out of debt. Number three was get organized. Number four was help others. Number five was learn something new. Number six, enjoy life more. Number seven, quit smoking. Number eight, quit drinking. Number nine, spend more time with family and friends. And number 10 was just enjoy life more. So was one of those one of the things that you wanted to get organized in 2019? If so, of course, go to my website. Excuse me, not my website. Go to my social media page and actually post it. Also, you know, make sure that you actually can go to the chat room as well if you are listening via the chat room. So right now I'm going to be sharing the interview with Ronnie Eisenberg. It was such a pleasure because actually, just to give you a little history, which you'll probably hear in the interview, is that when I first started organizing, her books was one of the first ones that I bought as like my resource, which I still have on my bookshelf today. So, you know, a lot of you out there decided to get organized in the new year. It may not just be get organized, but eat healthy. You know, maybe be more fit. Get those finances in order. So whatever it is, I hope this interview will inspire you. So sit back and enjoy.
Listeners, happy new year, a new year, a fresh start. And I am excited because I have a fellow professional organizer joining us tonight. And her name is Ronnie Eisenberg. And she is best at inspiring people to think and make the changes that will make a difference in their lives. As the author of 10 books explaining how to become better organized, she has helped millions of people with some of life's most overwhelming tasks, from how to find balance in their lives and manage the enormous daily stresses that consume their time, to teaching them how to make the important choices that will add quality to their lives. So welcome, Ronnie.
Hello. I'm so happy to join you.
I am so happy to have you because right now I have your book. I'm looking at it, Organize Yourself. So it is I'm just so honored to have you as a guest to kick off the new year.
Yeah.
So one of the questions I always like to ask my listeners, and especially a fellow organizer, is, Ronnie, what made you become an organizer?
Well, I love the story. This is my favorite question. Because it's so much fun. I mean, I'm going way back to the 70s, and I was working for Dun & Bradstreet as a business reporter, and a friend of mine who was a career counselor said, you know, come on, let me give you a battery of career planning tests, because I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And the only thing the test showed was that I was super organized. And I was really disappointed, because it's like saying you've got brown hair and you know how to swim. And he said, no, you're also a really good teacher. So, you know, why don't you just do this? It's kind of a novel idea. Well, at the same time, another friend of mine who was a reporter for the New York Times was writing an article on a new phase, a group of women around the country who were helping others get organized. This was a first. And she said, boy, if they can do it, so can my friend Ronnie. So I begged her to put me in the article. And she did, as the new girl on the block. And I remember it was a Wednesday in February. I sat at my dining room table with my home phone line and a manila pad of paper, hoping and praying the phone would ring. Well, the first call came in at 9 a.m., and it didn't stop for 6 months. It just propelled me into business. And I've loved it ever since.
Wow, that is
so
wonderful.
That's how I got started. Yeah, we were the newbies, yeah.
Wow. So from organizing, so how did you go from professional organizer to a published author?
I had been organizing for a good number of years, and everybody would say, do you have a book? If you don't, you should have a book, and you probably have all the information right there in your files, because I was doing what I loved. I was doing what I knew. Organization was just in my DNA. It wasn't work for me. It was just teaching other people how to do what I could do really well. And so I finally said, you know what, this is a great idea. I'm going to write a book, and who knows what will come of it. And there really weren't very many organizing books at the time. This was quite a while ago. And this is another great story. This is about perseverance. I think the first 13 publishing houses turned us down, but I didn't give up because I knew it was a great idea. And then the very next one, which I think was Macmillan at the time, said, we love this. And so they wanted to publish the book. And before it even came out, it sold so many serial rights. And the book that you have, Organize Yourself, was really the bestseller of all of them. It sold well over 1 million copies, and the others just followed pretty much in format about organizing every different aspect of your life. So that's how it happened, and it was a great idea.
I mean, it was. I mean, I still remember the day I decided to be an organizer, and I'm thinking I'm alone, and then I saw your book, and I bought it, and I was like, yes, there's somebody else doing it. And you're right, your book really, Organize Yourself, covers everything. And to this day, I still have it. It's part of my, like, little collection of organizing books.
Aww.
That I have on my shelf. They have a special place on my shelf.
Oh, it makes me feel so good. Thank you.
So Ronnie, so you've been doing this for, you're one of the pioneers in the industry. So what do you think is the one thing that people should not do, they should not do when they want to get organized?
Yeah, there are reasons why people avoid organization, but they don't take time to get organized. I mean, it's overwhelming. It can be time-consuming. They'd rather be doing something else, and I get it. So the mistake people make is that they try to do too much all at once. And I would say, well, just start with one thing. Can you try just one thing? It could be one closet. It could be one file. It could be just learning how to get out of the house in the morning on time. But just pick one thing. And then when that works, then you start something else. But when you try to organize it all at once, the entire house and the garage, and you're setting yourself up for failure because it's overwhelming and it's time-consuming. And you say, I'd rather be doing something else. So start small.
That's a good tip for anybody that wants to do anything. Like you said, whether it's the closet, the garage, whatever, start small. So for people who are listening, and this is a new year, and, of course, it's Get Organized Month, what would you do to, in addition to that doing one thing, is there something else that people really should be doing,
yes,
you know, to really get themselves organized?
Yeah, there really is. I mean, the best-kept secret about organization is that you need to take time to plan. And if there is one tip that I could give that would make the biggest impact on anyone's life, is to set priorities. Because not everything has the same value. So when a bunch of things are facing you, ask yourself, what's the most important thing for me to do right now? If you ask yourself that question, your priorities will come to mind, and at least you're getting the most important thing done first. So that is key. That is the one tip I would love everybody to start doing, because then you'll have more value to get the most important stuff done. So whether it's planning for the day, no matter what you're doing, always set your priorities. That is key.
Wow, what a wonderful way to kick off the new year, with prioritizing and doing just like one little thing.
I was just gonna say though. Let me just add one more thing. I mean, think of it as anything else. Like if you're going on a diet, which so many people do for the new year, they want to lose weight. I mean, do you want to think about losing 20 pounds, or do you want to think about, I'm gonna just try the first 5 pounds? I mean, you know, you have to make it manageable. You have to make it real for yourself. So that's what's gonna help you stick to it.
That is some good advice. So, Ronnie, what is the one thing that you do? I mean, you are a pioneer in the organizing industry. You're the author of 10 books. You know, I know you are. Have a family. So how do you manage and stay organized?
Because I do just what I suggest other people do. I take time to plan. I plan the night before. I go over what I need to do in the morning, and I set priorities. And sometimes your priorities can shift. It just, you know, things happen in life, and that's okay. So I plan, I set priorities. And the other thing I do, and I think this helps save in terms of time and wear and tear, is I'm not afraid to bring other people in to help, whether I want to barter services or I want to pay someone to help me get something done so that I can be free to do the work that really only I can do. We just met a client the other day who has a huge architectural firm, and he's trying to do it all. And that's set up for failure, because nobody can do it all. You just exhaust yourself. But in his case, I suggested he call some of the local schools and bring in an intern, an architectural intern that could help him with some of the work. So there are ways to do it. You can barter services, which is a time-honored system of exchanging favors, and then money doesn't pass hands, but favors do. And that works for a lot of people. So that's the other thing I do, and it just keeps me sane and able to do the things that I need to do.
And that's a good idea. And I think sometimes that is overlooked, too, is just the whole bartering or trading for services. Because sometimes you do need little things. But also people need to really just be willing and open to, like, you know what, this is just not something I do well. So how can I get it done and not waste my time, energy, or get frustrated or stressed out? So that's another great tip, listeners. So you've got a lot of nice little nuggets tonight. So I hope you've been taking notes. So, Ronnie, how can people get in touch with you, get one of your books?
Well, my books are on Amazon. They can get in touch with me through an email or on my website, which is ronnieeisenberg.com. Then they'll be able to reach me directly or through my email, which is ronniege@yahoo.com. And happy to help anyone who needs help with organization, for sure.
And, of course, listeners, as you know, I always do, I will have a direct link to our guest, which is Ronnie tonight's website, on the show page. So, Ronnie, I thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to kick off our new year, but to just share some insights on how all of us can be more organized in this new year.
You know what, Jana, thank you so much. And just let people know that anybody can get organized. It's just a skill. You have to want to do it, and you have to find a way that's going to work for you, and you'll get it done. That's all. It's easy enough to do.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you. So glad to have the opportunity to talk with your listeners.
And wasn't that a really informative and just some simple things that you can do to be more organized, not only in 2019, but in beyond? You know, setting priorities and starting small. That's it. Set a priority and start small. I'm going to take a quick break, come back, share with you my audiobook selection, and, of course, some more resources and Got Clutter, Get Organized.
I'm Tom Furco, your executive driver, and you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized with your host, Janet Taylor. Call your executive driver for your advanced reservations. We drive your car when you don't want to. Travel in the comfort and safety of your own vehicle and leave the driving to your professional executive driver. No distance is too far. Call 484-275-0061 today. Now let's get back to the show and your host, Janet Taylor.
Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. You just go to audibletrial.com/get organized and choose from over 180,000 audio. You download the title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That's audibletrial.com/get organized and get started today. My audiobook selection for this week is Straighten Up, 50 Simple Ways to Live a More Organized Life. This audiobook is a handy reference guide for getting and staying organized. The author shares 50 valuable tips that she has used to contribute to her professional organizing clients for over 10 years. You will refer to this audio countless times over the years and you take on living the more organized life. Again, Straighten Up, 50 Simple Ways to Live an Organized Life. Well, for those of you who have decided that getting organized is a priority for you, then why not try the Facebook Live group? And it is, you know, if you're tired from living with the piles from last year and the year before that, and you are ready to find things the first time you want, and you want to better manage your time as well as your life, then
join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group, and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It is a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos, organizing challenges, and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. For an investment of $7 a month, you will have access to personal strategy sessions with me. I had one this tonight right before I started this podcast, live organizing, Q&As, participate in a 365 challenge, weekly declutter focus, be the first to see product reviews. And again, as I said, we had a live organizing strategy session, but I also do personal strategy sessions as well because I'm offering everybody in a group a personal strategy session with me. And then, because in the personal strategy sessions, just so you'll know, basically one of the members, she posted a video. She said, I want this room organized in 30 days. It was November 17th, so she wanted it really organized in 6 weeks. And what I did was I gave her some strategy. She was accountable to me. She needed somebody to be accountable to. And within about 5 weeks, the room was more organized. And it was just me really giving her a strategic plan on how to tackle things, not necessarily go in there and become overwhelmed, but how to overcome that, planning where you're going to start and what you're going to do. So check the group out. For $1, you can try it out for a month. And I would like to just mention that when you do sign up and you have, you know, signed up through PayPal and you do pay for your first month's membership, please be sure to check your email, because in that email is directions on how you can access the group. I thank all of you who have joined. But unfortunately, because you've taken the first step, there's one more step. So I want to invite you to the group, but I need you to follow the instructions on the email. So hopefully you will hear this message and you can join the group and get organized in 2019. Well, now it's time for Taylor Tip Time. Getting organized for the new year. Number one, decide what you want to accomplish. Do you want to get out of the house on time? Do you want to find things the first time you look? Two, set a goal. I want to organize my closet. I want to organize my kitchen so I can eat healthier. Set a deadline. I want to organize the room, transform it into a guest room before graduation. So I want to give myself an April 30th deadline. List tasks you need to get things done. I need to take out all the cardboard boxes. I need to empty out the drawers. I need to empty out the closet. I need to donate things. I need to shred things. Whatever you need to do. And then finally, get somebody that's going to keep you accountable, whether it's a family member or whether it's a professional organizer. But find somebody who will keep you on track and on focus of your project so you can finish it by deadline. Now, I did talk about my Facebook Live group, but maybe you need a little one-on-one. So with the virtual sessions, you know, maybe you've been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish. So let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with my virtual session. And go to my website at www.janetmtaylor.com if you're maybe interested in the Facebook group. But also go to the website, click on the contact page, and schedule a free 15-minute session with me so we can discuss, like, is the Facebook group best for me, or should I have virtual sessions just one-on-one with Janet? So I will be glad to discuss those strategies with you. Again, www.janetmtaylor.com. Click on the contact page and schedule a 15-minute session with me. Well, again, I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, your sharing. Please continue to share. And Also, check out my YouTube channel. And, of course, you know, check out my Pinterest board. And because we're talking about, you know, getting organized, my Pinterest board has a lot of organizing resources, from organized living to minimalism to how to deal with sentimental clutter to how to organize your paperwork, how to organize your closet, how to organize your kids, and so much more. So make sure you check out my Pinterest page. Well, you know, it is Monday, and you know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. And it is time to schedule time to toss the clutter, to eliminate those junk drawers. Let's start the new year off by focusing on one drawer. Maybe it's the drawer in the kitchen. Maybe it's the drawer in the dining room. Maybe it's the drawer in the office. But tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So schedule time to toss the clutter, to eliminate those junk drawers. So moving on to my app suggestion, my product suggestions, and my repurpose suggestion. My app suggestion is channel your chai with calm. Whether you're looking to lower your anxiety or gain a few more nights, Z's at the night, Calm is a meditation app that will help immensely. This app has a plethora of nifty tools to help you manage the stress in your life, from peaceful music and sounds to help fall asleep to guided videos on mindful movement and gentle stretching. Calm offers a free 7-day trial so you can experience a tranquil assistance before you buy into the annual or life plan. So again, that's Calm. My repurpose suggestion is, of course, it's the beginning of the year, and you may be looking around your house thinking you wanted something new. Well, try repurposing some of the furniture in your home. Maybe an old dresser will be perfect as a new stand, or maybe you can make it very colorful and use it as storage in a craft room. Of course, maybe you can just add some contact paper to that old filing cabinet. So check out my repurposed board on my Pinterest page for more ideas. And, of course, my product suggestion. It is a new year, and everybody wants to get organized. So head over to my Amazon shop and check out the number of products I have, from organizing your bathroom, your home office, your kitchen, and more, to help you on your journey to living an organized life. And of all the wonderful offers and incentives that Amazon offers you, specifically if you have a Prime account. So basically, my shop is just a nice resource that'll help you kind of decide what type of hangers you need, or containers, or drawer organizers. So be sure to check it out and make sure you like it. My quote for this week is, "You are never too old to reinvent." I'm going to repeat that. You are never too old to reinvent. So no matter what's going on in your life, professionally or personally, you can still reinvent yourself, because it's a new year, it's a fresh start, new focus. Now, I'm excited because I will be returning to the Philadelphia Home Show at the Convention Center on January 12th at 12 p.m. and on January 13th at 1 p.m. And I'll be talking about organized living, on how you can be more organized in order to, you know, when you organize yourself and your space, you're really organizing your life. Well, next week I'm excited because we have Michelle Larkin of Human Connections. And she'll be talking about intentional strategic alliances. We go out, we network, we have the business cards, we collect the business cards, we collect phone numbers, we follow people on social media. For what? Do we just want to have, you know, large followers, more connections, or are we ready to take our business and our revenue to the next level? And that's how Michelle is going to share some ways on how we can do that. And then, of course, I've got AGAP Ministries with Dr. Erlene Green, and she's just going to share with us how we as individuals can really make a difference in our communities and in our world by just making time to serve. So it's organized to serve. And then finally, we will be finishing out the month with the author of Getting It Done, Dr. Renee Galloway. I'm looking forward to sharing those interviews with you. And as I shared last year, we now have audio, but we also have video. So we're working on the video portion of it right now. So at some point, you're going to see the interview again, but you'll be able to see it, not just hear it, but see it, because that's something I wanted to do for a lot of you. And because a lot of our guests, they have a book. They have different ideas. So I want you to be able to visually see that as well. And, of course, continue to share with me some of the topics you'd want to see, because somebody posted on social media, Janet, can you talk about moving? So I'm going to be talking about moving in the coming months. So if there's a topic that you want to talk about, then all you have to do is go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, click on the contact page, and fill out that information. So what do you really want to get organized this month? And I would love to know. So make sure you post it, social media, or on this page, just share with me. And don't get overwhelmed. Yes, maybe you didn't get organized last year, but this is a brand new year and you've got a fresh start. So just one, think about the space you want to organize. Number two, schedule time in your calendar to do it. Number three, start small, because depending on the space, you may have several different types of items in there. So let's just start with the clothes, start with the tools, start with the baby toys, start with the art surprise. So start and then work yourself up to maybe something else. And then also making sure you have somebody that will keep you accountable when you are organizing your home, your space, and your life. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. So, again, happy, organized new year. Thank you for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your family, friends, and on your social media. And, of course, please visit us on the web at www.janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.